City area yesterday afternoon. More than 200 people are confirmed dead. The Federal Reserve keeping a key interest rate where it is for now, but will start trimming some $10 billion in bond holdings starting next month. This after buying them to stimulate the economy because of the 2008 crash. Bond prices falling after the Fed announcement. U.S. markets ending mixed. The Dow up 41, the NASDAQ off 5, the S&P 500 gaining a point today. Fox News, we report, you decide.
September 20th is Gibberish Day. So have a very, very heavy birtation tonight and a very terstason. Let's go ahead, terstason, and quit having a pet.
Please, Billy, please, no gibberish tonight, please, I beg you.
Well, a very, very heavy birtation tonight. We had a very Darrison bite, and let's go ahead, Terrace Tazen, let's go to the pit.
Sorry, Daddy.
Are you mad? Do you feel like Moose Kebab's right, Frantic? And Frantic,
Like that, babe, slide a piece of the porter, drink side, run the job.
Y'all, as I say, inaction is not an option. We've got to shore up our economy. This is crisis moment for America.
Look at here. I can dig grease and chomp it on some butter and drag it through the garden.
Now, who can argue with that?
And tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we're out of time and have fun.
Or as Paula Abdul once said,
blah, 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 blah.
It is gibberish day, and you're tuned into the perfect show for, well, we're very ungibberish-esque right now because we're talking about something serious. Cosmo Girl, what's your Cosmo Girl? You're always a Cosmo Girl.
Well, good. I'm glad there's not a statute of limitations.
We should have another reunion one of these days.
Oh, we should.
A lot of people think that I started the Cosmo Girl thing so I could meet some hot local women by inviting them into the radio studio.
Yeah, we all thought that.
They were correct, right?
Yeah, they were.
Yeah, they were.
Yeah. I mean, you're a wise man.
Would you like some details?
Not really. Though you are looking good today, Greg.
Oh, my gosh.
Jenny is here with us today. She has shared with us her journey through very serious breast cancer. It's all serious, but... Man, 2 years.
Yeah, it's working on that. But I'll be one year cancer-free December 9th.
That is awesome.
So you got to get to the five-year mark, though, before the doctor releases you, but...
The thing is, though, with that, you almost have to look at it like people like me do with, you know, being sober. I haven't had a drink today.
Oh, yeah.
If you start putting it into months and years, you can get overwhelmed. It becomes a trap.
Ooh.
And Jenny stopped by. She has asked for us to help promote the Women of Hope Luncheon, which is coming up on Monday, October 2nd, at the Embassy Suites downtown. Now, Rhonda Walker will be the feature speaker. She's also a breast cancer survivor.
She is. She was the first outside-the-family person that I called when I got my diagnosis. She was my rock a lot during treatment, and she'd go to doctor's visits with me, and she'd go sit at treatment with me, come to the house, and just while I'm... in the middle of the horribleness, she was very informational to me because I don't like I didn't want the horror stories. But, you know, every person reacts to chemo differently. But the Women of Hope, they are an amazing group of women. I mean, they take care of you. They nurture you. We've got a fabulous board of directors. A lot of the oncologists are on the board of directors too. But we have support group meetings every second Tuesday of each month at Fraser, and have speakers and dinner and support groups, and it's just a wonderful organization. Tickets are $35, and it's not that much to ask to get to donate to such a worthy cause. Where our dream this year...
No, that's a very reasonable donation.
Yeah, I mean it's not going to break the bank. $35, and you get a really great meal, and you're helping women who've been diagnosed with breast cancer. You're helping their family members, and our dream this year is to hopefully raise enough money to buy lymphedema sleeves. A lot of women will. Lymph nodes, edema meaning swelling in their arms. Mm-hmm. And each sleeve is not like a compression stocking. It's expensive, and your doctor has to fit it exactly to that woman. And your arms just swell all the way down. And you can't sleep. You have to keep your arms in the air.
God,
and it, they get they can get enormous. And so our dream is to, you know, have that in the future. But right now it's support, it's nurturing, it's loving them through it, it's sitting through treatment with them, taking them a meal, helping them with housework, whatever you need. And I will give my cell number out in case there is someone out there who's either just been diagnosed or doesn't have a caregiver. It's 414-1137, and you can find me on Facebook at Jenny Herzman Dodson. And I'm very happy and willing to talk with you and just be a shoulder to cry on, too.
Well, we're going
to
promote the bejeebers out of this event.
Yay.
And hope we sell it out for you. One last question, and that is, how has Jenny Johnston changed from Jenny prior to knowing that you were going to be taking on breast cancer to today? What
I know now how much God loves me, how I have felt His grace and His mercy and His love far more than I ever thought I had experienced. You know you're a Christian and you know you're walking the walk. Sometimes you fall away from the walk, certainly, mm-hmm. but we're all like boomerangs. He brings us back. And I was actually thankful that He honored me with the suffering. So I think that's probably the biggest thing. My faith just grew leaps and bounds.
You're an amazing lady.
He's an amazing God. It was divine.
I like that. I like that.
All the glory goes to Him.
Well, we will see you again. In fact, maybe you can, if you need an extra bump on sales, stop by and visit us again before the event.
Okay.
All right.
That'd be awesome.
And maybe, if not, then one of these days, maybe Rhonda, or you can get a little panel together with a couple of the other members of this group, and we'll...
Oh, yeah, that'd be great.
Chit-chat for an hour.
We know Rhonda knows radio.
I love, by the way, taking things like this out of the... Well, we can't talk about that because it's too serious, you know.
No, brother.
I like taking issues like this and having a discussion.
I have no shame left. Talk about anything. I mean, I'll show pictures of the mastectomy. Hey, you want to see it?
We need to have more of these kind of conversations, and this is a great organization. Glad we can help.
I think that caller, actually, he texted me.
John?
Yeah.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Greg? How you doing, Joey?
Hello.
Hey, John.
Jenny.
Hey.
Hey, y'all get your Redometer out. I'm going to make her embarrassed.
What? Say that again?
I said, get the Redometer out. I'm going to embarrass you.
Oh, no.
The Redometer.
Red. Like my face turns red when it's going to embarrass me.
Oh, I see. Yes. I've seen that.
Yeah.
The banana test.
I just want to say that I have known Jenny most of the issue that she has gone through with the breast cancer. And this woman is an amazing woman. Through the whole situation, she has never lost her faith, and she has always given the glory to God. And you are such a great inspiration to me and many others, Jenny.
Yeah, that you got the red meter going there. Thank you, John. That is really sweet. And you know the glory goes to God.
Yes, I do.
Well, I appreciate you, and I love you, and I love Ann, too. That was really sweet.
John, thank you.
Well, we really do love you, and we're glad that we have met you and Rad, and we hope to continue the relationship for a very, very long time.
We will. Absolutely, John. We love you.
We love you,
thanks. Appreciate the call. Thank you so much. All right, it's 10 minutes after 4 o'clock. Let's see what's happening with local news and Wendell.
These are headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell J.
Hello.
A 38-year-old man, Sean Thomas, has died after a motorcycle crash with a Ford 150 in the 4300 block of Atlanta Highway. Thomas sustained serious injuries when he was thrown from his bike. MPD is still investigating the accident. Montgomery County Family Court Judge Anita Kelly has responded to a complaint filed against her by the Judicial Inquiry Commission. She's been accused of violation of judicial ethics, unjustifiable delays in handling her family court docket, and other charges. She says she at all times has worked diligently to handle all her judicial business. She also cited slash funding as a reason for slow court operation. And Montgomery Police Officer James Stewart has been relieved of duty and placed on leave. Stewart is charged with menacing. He's accused of blocking a victim's vehicle with his truck, pulling a handgun, beating on the victim's window, and pointing the gun at the victim. Stewart joined the MPD in 2008. That's headlines. I'm Wendell J.
All right, when you need new flooring, the place to go, Georgia Floors Direct on the Boulevard across from Lowe's. Remember, if you've had flooring damaged by heavy rains, Georgia Floors Direct, when you go there for replacement flooring, they rip out the old stuff at no extra charge. That's something that they do. Not everybody does. Very few can offer you the kind of price you're going to get at Georgia Floors Direct, a real wholesale price. First-rate, high-fashion, popular flooring. This is not a place where carpets go to die. Stuff that nobody wanted, and they put it in their warehouse. No, this is all what's... In fact, go to their Facebook page and see. This is high-fashion flooring at a wholesale price with installation arranged with people they've worked with for many, many years. So, from beginning to end, Jeff Mallinson and his merry band of flooriers will make this a GFD, a Georgia Floors Direct experience that will leave you 100% satisfied as a customer. That's why they've been around for almost half a century, because they do a lot of things right. They're on the boulevard across from Lowe's, and again, to see their latest offerings and for fashion tips for your home and fun stuff, visit Georgia Floors Direct on Facebook.
Everyone, Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Couple of slow spots around town. Congressman Dickinson, north and southbound, right before you get to the boulevard. And there's also some slow stuff over on Taylor Road as you come by the interstate. And down on South Boulevard around Baptist South, all slow spots around this afternoon. You can do all your shopping at Midtown Plaza. Shop the Foot Locker, Sally Beauty, Professional, Verizon Wireless, GameStop, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85 in the Clinton and Company Development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
How do you like this? Guess who's going to be with Sarah Palin at the train depot? Matt Murphy. Matt, you putz. Thanks for sharing. I kid. Matt Murphy's okay. Good guy. 4:13 is the time. Sarah Palin will be at the train station tomorrow for a rally for Judge Moore. Gorka's going to be there as well tomorrow. Gaylord!
Hey!
How are you?
Jenny Johnson!
Oh, she left.
She left. Well, then I'm hanging up.
You're so honest.
Greg, I just wanted to say thank you for having her on, and she is truly an inspiration to many of us. She Facebooked what was going on all through that period, and it just was amazing.
Yeah.
And just put so many things in perspective for so many of us. And anyway, just wanted to tell her, I didn't know she was gone, thank you. And and it's always good to talk to you.
With all the sadness and negativity that could be attached to this experience of recovery from cancer, what she did was let women know, don't let this the loss of hair, weight, the look you're going to have to endure as you go through this process. Don't let it keep you from being out in public. Don't turn into a hermit. Do not approach this with a sense of shame or embarrassment.
Yep.
And she's been amazing, just amazing in that regard. Amazing. That is a hard thing to do.
I know, just amazing. But anyway, I'm glad to talk to you, and thank you for getting her on.
My pleasure, my friend.
Bye, buddy.
One of these days, maybe we'll have Gaylord Night at Baumhauer's if I can persuade him to show up.
Oh, that's going to take a lot.
You know, it's funny because Jenny goes back to the very beginning days of this show.
Yes.
And so does Gaylord. That we the 12-year, the Founders Club. We should start something. Something we make some money from. Barbara.
Good afternoon. Take you off a speakerphone. I just wanted to call and tell you that I was a big Baumhauer big shot today.
Oh!
Absolutely wonderful. I could not tell you how awesome it was. Her name is Courtney, the waitress out there. If y'all go out there, ask for Courtney one time. She
Which
was
location
phenomenal.
Did you go to?
I went to the one out on Eastern Boulevard.
Okay.
That's just easier for us to get to than trying to go downtown and park and all.
Mm-hmm.
One of my friends got sick, so she couldn't go. And Courtney gave me an extra meal, the sixth meal. And it was just marvelous. And I thank you so much. And I'm going to write Mr. Baumhauer, not that he'll see it, but I'm going to write a letter of thank you, too. I know they're one of your sponsors.
Yes.
But I've told you before, it's my very favorite place to eat. I live in Prattville, and for my birthday every year, that's where we go eat.
I'm sure so. Bob would love to hear from you, too. He really appreciates customer feedback and put it out the word for me, okay?
even before this, like I said, I love going there. If we had one in Prattville, I'd probably go once a week, but maybe I'll mention that to him.
Did you feel like a big shot?
I did. My friends were so thankful and grateful, and I said, well, it's not me. It's Mr. Gregg and Mr. Baumhauer.
Well, thank you very much. That is.
And Mike can even get them to start listening to this radio station instead of watching so much stupid TV, because I learned so much from you guys, and I meant to call in and thank Dan, but we got out there at 1:50, and we didn't leave till 3:00.
It's that kind of a place. Time
it
can
is.
Go by, and you kind of just sit there and enjoy it, you know?
Just, you know, refill drinks, and y'all just enjoy yourself, and it was great, and I thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Our pleasure, Barbara. Thank you. Now, we are waiting to hear from our most recent winner.
Yes, Teresa.
Teresa, I think we talked to you yesterday, if memory serves me correctly. We drew your name. So you are the next Baumhauer's Big Shot, but we need to hear from you at 272-9228, or somebody else is going to get your prize. I sound like a scolding parent when I say that, don't I? And I don't mean to do that. All right, I have to post this little cartoon. It's poor Florida, man. I'm going down there Friday, and I have no idea what to expect in terms of traffic, where power's been restored. I heard that there was a story on Drudge today that in Central Florida, you know, the entire state was affected at one level or another by Irma, that there is now, because of dead fish and sewage, there's a real stench in the air in some parts of Florida. So, and plus, I remember when I went down there after Wilma, and the tree, it was on the street where my house was, and the one I stay at when I go down to visit, stay with my friend Kathleen, had a canopy of trees that had grown together over the top. After Wilma, that was open. She just came through. This tree stood, but she ripped out the tops. So there was visible damage. And it took almost 10 years for that canopy to grow back together. And I'm eager to see things like that, to see how they survive. Lots and lots of tree damage, landscaping, and like the zoo where Janelle and her fiance work. We'll be closed for 2 months, and that's all they're doing. Everybody's working 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. trying to put the place back together. Fortunately, though, the animals did well this time. They learned from Andrew in that regard. On News Talk 93.1 FM, if you find yourself in an accident, in fact, let me recommend you do this first, just in case. Have it on your phone. It's the Troy King app. Have it on your phone so that if you are in an accident, the app will guide you on how to collect the information you need. Because if you are the victim of somebody else's negligence, the other side's going to have lawyers and investigators, and they're going to try and make it your fault. So what you need is a strong, powerful advocate who will stand up for you. And Troy King is not a guy who advertises and says, you know, let me handle your case, and then farms it out to somebody. If you call Troy at 215-4440, you'll speak with him. You'll consult with him on the case. And then that's the guy that's going to make the calls on your behalf. So every insurance company wants to play hardball, right? And they'll screw around and play games and take their time trying to force you into accepting less than you might deserve if you've been injured, lost time at work, lost money. You deserve to be made whole again. Well, they're not going to play games with the former state attorney general for the state of Alabama. They're just not. It's all a matter of who they respect and who they know they can string along. Troy King is not somebody they're going to play that game with. 215-4440. Get the Troy King app on your phone.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
I was going to say we should roll call today, but I don't know if we'll have time.
Always the time excuse.
Well, I really wanted to give Jenny not only time to share her story, but to promote the event, and we're getting a little tight here. Yeah. We do need to get the forecast, though, from Rich.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Here's your forecast. As we approach the evening hours tonight, a few leftover evening thunderstorms will tend to fade out after dark, overnight low 71. Tomorrow and Friday, partly sunny both days, generous supply of afternoon and evening storms, about 40% coverage Thursday and Friday. High temperature both days right around 90. Lows at night right around 70. Then the storms will thin out in number a bit over the weekend. Download our weather app. Stay on top of the hourly forecast. Push notifications for watches and warnings. The latest from the tropics plus radar. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
High-Tech Solutions near Walmart on the Atlanta Highway. Need service, installs, or networking at your business? Call High-Tech Solutions, 271-0179. Get 10% off. Mention this ad. High-Tech Solutions. Yeah, it's what they do.
Oh, man, piece of junk.
Claire, what are you fussing about?
I'm trying to crank this, a piece of junk.
Here, try this.
Man, what brand is this?
It's a Steel, the number one selling brand in America.
Wow, this looks great. Where can I get it? Home Depot, Lowe's?
Huh? Neither. You can't buy a Steel there, but you can buy one at my store, CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Man, I bet they cost a fortune.
Shoot, this month, Larry, I've got all Steel equipment on sale. Blowers starting at only $139, grass trimmers for only $129, and the world-famous Steel chainsaw starting at only $179.
Man, you gotta be kidding. That's about what I paid from the home store for this piece of junk. Now, what I do, though, if it breaks? You ship it off, it'll take 6 weeks.
No, look, some Steel components have a lifetime warranty, but if it does break, I got the parts and service departments on site. We support what we sell. And check this out. With our exclusive Advantage plan, we'll extend your warranty, repair it in 1 week, or provide you with a free loaner. Now, who else does that?
Get out of here. From now on, anytime I need anything having to do with lawn equipment, I'm going to come to see you at CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Sweetheart?
Yeah?
Well, I've been thinking, I'm tired of this house.
What? You want to move?
Yeah, but we'd have to do some updating, you know, to get top dollar.
Updating really does make a lot of sense, especially when you're talking about lighting. That's where Crosby Electric comes in. They'll help you choose a stunning pendant fixture over your bathroom sink, dramatic flush mount lighting over your kitchen island, maybe some LED panels to backlight your countertops. Energy-saving LED lighting has really come down in price. Or how about a new ceiling fan that moves air more efficiently than fans built only 10 years ago? The bottom line, updating your lighting almost always delivers a full return on your investment.
Well, sweetheart, the house looks fabulous.
Yeah.
Guess I'll put out the for sale sign.
Wait.
What?
I don't wanna move.
Find out how to turn your house into the home you'll never want to leave. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
Are in-house printing costs dinging your office budget? Then it's time to call Bernie Office Solutions, because Bernie offers solutions. You can regain control of rising print costs with managed print services, solutions for printing, copy, and document management, so that you can spend your time on your business. The Bernie 360-degree app and the Bernie Help Desk mean that you can spend more time on customers and less time on printing problems, sales, service, and solutions. That's Bernie Office Solutions. 7 Alabama locations. Call 1-866-9-BERNIE.
No other vehicle quite matches the Mercedes-Benz C-Class, so let's compare it to a cheetah. The cheetah's sleek body is the essence of speed and efficiency. The seductive silhouette and sleek curves of the C-Class sedan match it line for line. The cheetah uses its tail to maneuver with ease. The C-Class's dynamic select changes the sedan's driving characteristics with the simple flip of a switch. The cheetah can turn in midair while sprinting. We're working on it. There's never been a better time to bring out the beast in you. Experience the 2018 C300 Sports Sedan, starting at just $40,250. Test drive one today. Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing.
MSRP for a 2018 C300 Sports Sedan excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep. Options, swap availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details.
Visit Jack Inger Motors on the Eastern Boulevard for exceptional offers on a Mercedes-Benz.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
So we moved out from the city to on Long Island. You don't live in Long Island, you live on Long Island. You live in the city, you tell people, people ask you where do you live, you go, we live in the city. You don't live on the city. But if you move out of the city, you're in it now. Now, if you go out, you're going to be on the island. Long Island's not one of those places you can't get in it. There's nothing to get in. You just stay on it. My parents say, Jerry, we're going to the city today, so get ready. We're going in. We're going to get on the train. We don't get in the train. You get on the train. Even though you see trains, there's nobody on it. You never see anybody on top of a train. But that's how you talk. If you want to live here, this is how you talk. We're going to get on the train. Why do you get on the train? Why? So you can get off it. Get off the train. This is our stop. We got to get in the cab. You don't get on the cab. You're on the train, but you don't get on the cab. You get in the cab. Why do you get in the cab? So you can get out. You got to get out of the cab. We're here. Get out of the cab. We're here. Okay, Jerry, what about Uber? What do you do with Uber? That's the new thing. Do you get in it? No. On it? No. Off it? No. What do you do with Uber? You take it. You take Uber. Because there's no money. It's like free. I don't even know how it works. Do we even pay for that? I think it's just a free thing. Comes with the phone. Anytime, it's just a little cartoon cars. Whatever you want. How'd you get here? We took an Uber. We just. It's like M&M's in a bowl. You just take them. Just take whatever you want.
And you know what? Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
It is happy hour. I changed my mind. I decided to roll call.
It's time to go home and put on my good boots.
Now, this is a come-as-you-are deal.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Movies.
You gotta have something.
Yummy.
If you wanna be with me.
None of your business.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Bite me.
You gotta have something.
You're so naughty.
If you wanna be with me.
Is this some kind of bust?
That is the single dumbest story I've ever heard.
I'm not trying to be your hero.
Oh, my God.
Because that's evil.
Hey, Scott.
It's too cold for me.
Do it again. I like it.
I'm not trying to be your house.
Oh, mama.
Hang on, busy. Touch yourself.
It's too low to see.
I got a bad feeling about this.
Hey, it's Enrico Palazzo.
Emily, why do you always have to make such a big production out of everything?
Why is that?
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
What a bunch of crap.
And I'm not stuffing.
Booyah!
Leave you me.
I'm a total bumbling idiot.
Don't you remember I told you?
No.
I'm a soldier.
No.
In the war of poverty. Yeah.
You dumbass.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Beer heavily and tried drugs enthusiastically.
Gotta have something, wanna be with me. You gotta bring me something, love, wanna be with me.
So have you seen that the big O-hole is cashing in on his pathetic presidency, making $400,000 speeches to Wall Street? I hope he's redistributing all that money like he tells us to do.
Oh,
that's the way of the world.
Yeah.
You know, those $400,000 for 50 minutes. That, it just goes to show you the cost of bull is really going up. Hey, everybody, it's happy hour. Guess what we do? In fact, the bus to camp 6 o'clock is halfway there already.
That's amazing.
Well, it is.
It's amazing.
It is amazing. And after the show on Wednesday nights, we get together at Baumhauer's on the Boulevard, and we hope you'll come and join us for camaraderie, for fellowship. And if you've never been, and I hear this from people all the time, I run into people everywhere. Yeah, I want to go to those Baumhauer things you guys do, but I'm too shy.
What?
Too shy. Touché.
Too shy to go to a restaurant? You don't have to talk to us if you don't want to.
Look, we're not some... This is not like you're trying to knock on the door of the Illuminati.
Speak for yourself, Captain. Excuse me, Admiral.
Okay, Mr. Full-Fledged, I've got my own Monday through Friday talk show host.
Yes, I'm big time, people.
That's right, and then Lucky, we call him Lucky Wednesdays. Joey actually comes and visits the riffraff.
Oh, I love you, hoi polloi.
That's a great word, by the way, hoi polloi.
It is, yeah.
And you know who I learned that from?
Who?
Three Stooges.
Oh.
In their 30s, yeah. That was. I learned so much watching the Three Stooges. People always put them down, but they were. Do I wish I had finished college? Kind of, but I still learned a lot. You can learn from anything. You can learn from this show. So the whole point is, join us at Bomb Hours.
Yes.
Tonight. We would love to see you there. Just come up to us. LaDonna is our hostess with the mostest.
Oh, yeah.
And she will make sure that you meet everybody and, you know, that people get acquainted with you. A lot of friendships have developed out of this. So if you've been putting this off for 2 or 3 years, now would be a good time to start, right? I just got a ding. And I want to thank Jenny Johnston for coming and sharing her story and the event. Now, you know, we were talking about Sherry Rowland, and Sherry was listening to Jenny, very inspirational, and now we've connected those two.
Oh.
In a way, getting through this process, it takes somebody who's been through it to help somebody who's going through it, doesn't know what to expect, needs the support. And I'm so happy about that. Let's see. What's this? 4:33 is the time. So anyway, Bomb Hours after the show. We do hope you come and join us. We will update our traffic here in just a second. Brett McDonald, after having a chance to check our money. You like this little cartoon here with the state of Florida lifting up its legs, cleaning the rest of the state? It's... Look, you got to have, they've had it, man. They have really, really had it. And what I'm going to be interested in, because I've heard some stories that are very distressing, PTSD with people. Not only who endured 39 hours of onslaught from the storm. And when you go through it, it's like when Andrew, I wrote that story, you know, the August Magazine column, when you're going through a storm like that and you're hearing these noises you've never heard before from the wind. You know, when a hurricane is building up, you know, in Florida, it's breezy, but it's a capricious breeze. It comes and goes. As a hurricane's approaching, at some point you notice the wind is continuous. And it, before it hits tropical storm strength, it almost makes a whistling sound through the palm trees. And then it just builds from there. So there's so many things, unless you've been through a bunch, you don't know what to expect. You're hearing things crashing outside. You have no idea what it is, and you're really not in a position to go check. And it was tough enough with Andrew. We had about, from beginning to end, about 5 hours. Well, Irma, for many, was a 39-hour experience of tropical storm force winds or higher. So you have that extended period of stress, then the damage you discover and all the hassle. Power's out. You don't know when it's going to be restored. Many people didn't have plumbing that worked. So all of these things add up, and sadly there are some people who have been unable to handle it, snapping and stuff. So I'm going to be exploring things with an open eye when I get down there. And I'm also going to be interested to see when you evacuate a whole state from south to north, 800 miles, how that process of getting everybody back to where they lived and whether or not where they live is got power and water service. And I mentioned earlier, there's a situation in the central part of Florida where a combination of dead fish, water getting where it doesn't belong, has created a real stink, literally, in those areas. So I will give you a full report when I get back. I'll be driving, returning on Monday. Joey will be here all by himself. You're going to do 4 hours? You're going to run a best of? That's a lot of radio, man.
I don't know. I'll probably be here the whole 4 hours.
Just wondering what your plan might be. You know, we never, on Tabloid Tuesday, we never got to the Globe. Just reviewing the big stories today, obviously Puerto Rico getting a direct hit from Maria. The entire island, can you imagine this? The entire island has no power. Only generators, where they have those. And since a good bit of Puerto Rico is poverty-stricken, oh, I got a 9.95 on my roll call. I forgot to get a score from you. Donnie gave me a 9.95. What were you going to give me?
You don't want to know.
Now I want to know.
It wasn't a 9.95. Donnie's blowing smoke up your backside.
Well, if it wasn't a 9.95, then what was it?
It was a 9.9.
Oh.
Now I'm blowing smoke. It was a 9.5.
Okay.
Wait, you're gonna pout?
I'm not
over
pouting.
A half a point away from a perfect score.
I'm not pouting.
We're denied perfection on this side of the Garden of Eden, Captain. Or Admiral, excuse me, I forgot about your promotion.
Hey, I just got breaking news from the boss. We're going to be carrying the Ray Moore, Todd Strange debate. Luther Strange, Todd Strange.
Roy Moore and
he's running for governor, and he's just going to have a conversation with the mayor.
So we are going to be carrying it.
From 5:30 to 6:30 tomorrow. So, Joey, it ends up 30 minutes into your show. Barron is going to recap at 7. So, there you go. You want to hear these two on the radio? Tomorrow at 5:30. We'll make it happen. On News Talk 93.1 FM. 4:38 is the time. We'll check traffic here in just a second. If you are in the market, if you got a new driver in the family, had a lot of friends that have decided the best first car for a young male driver is a pickup. It's got one seat. They can't break the law. They're rugged, durable. But most importantly, the first thing you don't want a new driver to have to learn as they get experience is how to call AAA because the engine croaked or some other problem. You know, and basically, when you buy privately, you're taking somebody's word for it. We're looking at a vehicle history report. When you go to Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars in the category under $10,000, these are cars that the best mechanics on the planet have gone through with a fine-tooth comb. Cars have to earn their way onto this page. They just don't put anything in there. In fact, most of what they take ends up going to auction. They just don't want to resell somebody else's troubles. But a select and very limited number of cars they take and trade do make it to this category, like, and I mentioned the pickup, this 2003 Toyota Tacoma SR5. Of course, every new driver wants to have something flashy. This is all of these cars in this category look fantastic. Look at this 2005 Pontiac Vibe. The car is beautiful. The bodies have good vehicle histories. The interiors are pristine. There's dozens of photos of every vehicle available on their website, so you can get a good look inside and out of the car before you shop. And then go visit Tip Thames and his team at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars at 235 Eastern Boulevard. And buy with confidence, because everything in that category, cars under 10, is something that's ready to deliver lots of reliable driving miles. Nissans, Volvos, several Nissan choices, actually 5. And the Nissan, we're a 3-time purchaser, so I'm not asking you to spend money where I haven't on 3 separate occasions. And each vehicle has been an excellent performer. We got the Juke and the Saturn a year ago. All we've done is change the oil and rotate the tires. That's it on both cars. That's pretty impressive. You can shop at Jack Ingram SignatureUseCars.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. There's been a recent increase in pay, plus a $1,000 sign-on bonus for regional and over-the-road drivers. Visit WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Here's your forecast. As we approach the evening hours tonight, a few leftover evening thunderstorms will tend to fade out after dark. Overnight low 71. Tomorrow and Friday, partly sunny both days. Generous supply of afternoon and evening storms. About 40% coverage Thursday and Friday. High temperature both days right around 90. Lows at night right around 70. Then the storms will thin out in number a bit over the weekend. Download our weather app. Stay on top of the hourly forecast. Push notifications for watches and warnings. The latest from the tropics plus radar. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
Good afternoon, everyone. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, showing an accident just popped up here just a couple of minutes ago on Taylor Road just south of I-85. There's also some backed up traffic up at Atlanta Highway. The northbound lane on Taylor Road is backed up there. That's just due to the traffic light. Everything else looking pretty good. Don't see a whole lot of action anywhere else. Enroll now for classes at Trenton State Community College. Complete the admissions and financial aid process before September 28th. Classes begin on October 13th. Call 420-4200. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Insurance denied your car rental, car repair, or doctor visit? Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Fall is officially here, and Southern Homes and Gardens invites you to the biggest plant sale of the year during the fall sales event this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Save up to 50% off a huge variety of trees, shrubs, bedding plants, and more. 50% off a wide variety of outdoor pottery. Plus, enjoy local food truck fare from the Alabama Sweet Tea Company and Fire Meets Wood. Shop our biggest plant sale of the year and grab delicious local eats during the fall sales event this weekend, September 22nd through 24th at Southern Homes and Gardens.
Hi, I'm John Danielson. The experience you want from a dealership is right here at Montgomery Subaru. Now through October 2nd, save up to $3,000 on a new 2017 Subaru Outback with financing as low as 0% for 63 months. Test drive a Subaru today and find out just how true the statement is. Love, it's what makes a Subaru a Subaru. We know you'll love your new Subaru and the customer service you can only get at Montgomery Subaru. Come see us on Eastern Boulevard or check us out on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
$3,000 offer valid for 2017 Outback 2.5i Limited HDF, option 24, MSRP $35,960.
Hi, everybody. Rich Thomas here, and you know by now that Montgomery Eye Physicians offers the latest in LASIK technology from local board-certified ophthalmologists Dr. John Swan and Dr. In Shin. Montgomery Eye Physicians provides all of their patients with the most advanced personalized care with outstanding results. Montgomery Eye Physicians utilizes cutting-edge technology to customize LASIK eye surgery for each patient's individual needs. All of the doctors are local and part of the Montgomery Eye team, ensuring that you see the same physicians before, during, and after your procedure. Doctors who know your history with a combination of over 10,000 LASIK surgeries in the last 20 years. Montgomery Eye helps impassioned people see life clearly so they can reach their goals. Call 272-2020 today or visit them at getlasik.me to schedule a free LASIK consultation. Find your drive. See your vision. Montgomery Eye Physicians. Once again, call 272-2020 or on the web, getlasik.me.
Hey, folks, Dave Ramsey here. If you're looking for a great dentist, I want you to know that I trust Smile Makers. The doctors over at Smile Makers continue to raise the bar when it comes to dentistry. People are coming from all over to get a same-day smile. You heard me. You can get a complete smile makeover in one day. Whether it's the result of bad genetics, a bad decision, or just some bad luck, missing teeth can keep you from enjoying the life you deserve. At Smile Makers, you have options. Not only do they perform same-day smiles, but they also offer life-changing dental implants. When you're in need of complex dental work, I recommend the doctors at Smile Makers in Montgomery. Folks, experience and technology matter. Give Smile Makers a call today for a free consultation or a second opinion. 334-269-8086. That's 334-269-8086. Online at SmileMakersAL.com. And tell them Dave sent you.
Hello, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath, owner of The Herb Shop. I'm excited to announce our new radio show on Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. I'll be interviewing leading researchers in nutrition, scientists, medical doctors, specialists in the holistic field who can answer your questions. Tune in Saturday mornings at 11 a.m.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi, kids. The world is a big, scary place, and I'm going to help you make sense of it all. Let's learn about tattoos. When kids get older, then they like to draw all over their skin. They get a tattoo. It's the thing to do. All your friends have one to rebel in by conforming. Kids think it's very grown up to get a tattoo, but you need to be aware of the dangers. The needle with the ink goes in and out. It cuts you. Blood comes out. Then it gets infected and pus comes out. And it looks like you got a tattoo of a diseased flower. So make an informed decision before you start getting a bunch of tattoos, kids. Or before you know it, the only place you can get a job is Hot Topic. Barney loves you.
I'm humiliated and embarrassed. You just heard that ding, right?
Yeah.
Text. That was Mrs. Ritterbuttle saying, correct your Facebook. It's Roy, not Ray. See, occasionally in my haste to please, because we just got the word from Upper Level Manglement that we were going to carry this debate tomorrow from 5:30 to 6:30. Live right here on News Talk, I just wanted to get an announcement up on Facebook so people would know. What'll be interesting to see is, you know, we have done, God, how many elections now? And the run-up to elections. And what I can't help but think of right now is lately, and I'm just telling you what I've been reading. I'm not saying anything is going to happen or that it should happen. But we're going through this, all this grief and angst to fill the seat vacated by Jeff Sessions, who may or may not be in that job much longer. There's, you know, you take a look, Google it. Put in Jeff Sessions, resign, and see what comes up. Because there are a lot of significant pundits, some who think that Jeff Sessions betrayed the president by recusing himself from the Russian thing right at the get-go. The president said, if I had known you were going to do that, I would have appointed somebody else, and on it goes. And after this first round, ending up with this runoff to replace a guy who may be available in the not-too-distant future, that kind of makes me sad. So anyway, the debate will be tomorrow. I think most people already know who they're going to vote for. I don't know that the debate will change too many minds or hearts, but we'll see. What do I know? I'm just a hawk show toast. I'm just here to blab.
I wouldn't vote for either of them. And I don't think it's going to change much.
Have we seen...
But we're a nation, you know, governed by consent.
Dan gets some pretty good polling data, but I have not heard him mention any recent data on the races.
Last I saw in national polls, Roy Moore was leading. Mo Brooks is throwing his support behind Roy Moore. The reason Sarah Palin...
Oh, I'm sorry. No, it's Roy Moore.
The reason Sarah Palin is in town with now Dr. Sebastian Gorka, who recently left the Trump White House, is to stump for Roy Moore. Of course, President Donald J. Trump will be in Huntsville, which is Mo Brooks' territory, to stump for Big Luther.
So who we got coming in now? Who's behind who?
Mo Brooks has thrown his support behind Roy Moore. Initially, Mo Brooks was very reluctant to endorse anybody. He is now supporting Roy Moore. Sarah Palin doing that rally after the debate tomorrow at the train shed with Dr. Sebastian Gorka. You've probably seen him on Fox News.
Yes,
he recently left the Trump administration. They are supporting Roy Moore. Gorka is with Breitbart. And now Trump is coming to Huntsville to support Luther Strange.
Trump put a lot of us in an interesting spot when he endorsed Luther. Because it's Mitch McConnell's guy. And Mitch McConnell's been a complete a-hole as far as helping the president get the things that he requires Congress to act on to get anything done. All we've gotten is a lot of blah, 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 mumbling. That's, in fact, I sent myself. I lost that link, that magnificent Rusty production of the Dueling Mitches. I may have that here somewhere. Well, we talked to Bolt.
You know, the older and older I get, the more and more I agree with Joey. And I have a huge libertarian streak that is coming stronger and stronger every day. We elected Donald Trump because he wasn't a Republican, and he certainly wasn't a Democrat.
Right.
He ran under the Republican name, but we're all sick and tired of this. Mm-hmm. The Republican Party has been hijacked, and GOP stands for gutless, owned pansies, to put it nicely. And I'm forced with the choice here to hold my nose between Big Luther, I can't tell the truth, or and Roy Moore. I like Roy Moore, but his shenanigans don't... Yeah, on one hand, you can say, well, he's standing up for what he believes, and that's what happened. Or on the other hand, it's just a bunch of grandstanding. You know, and I've never been a parent, so I can't speak to this, but, you know, it seems like he has some trouble in his own family that he hasn't been able to take care of.
Yeah.
And I just wonder what kind of special privileges they got. I'm probably going to hold my nose and vote for Roy Moore just because I like him a little better than Big Luther can't tell the truth. But I'm sick and freaking tired of being forced into this holding your nose and having to pick between a dog turd and a cat turd. Neither one of them are good, but the dog turd is usually a little better, than the cat turd. That's from somebody who owns several dogs and cats, unfortunately.
Well, depends on how big of the dog, right?
Well,
big things sometimes come in small packages.
Well, and here's where I'm at, Bo, is that I've asked Roy Moore questions I care about a lot, like on mass surveillance, on civil asset forfeiture, taking away people's Fourth Amendment rights, looking into their lives, spying on Americans, spying on everybody in the world, taking people's stuff without even convicting them of a crime. And Roy gave fantastic answers. But I'm at the point where what happens if Roy Moore goes up to D.C. and somebody says, it's a national security issue. Oh, we need this to fight the drug war. You just don't understand. And he changes his mind. Am I allowed to take away my vote? No, I'm not allowed to take away my vote.
So,
no, you're not. And that's the problem.
What if I can't remember his damn name now. Thanks a lot, Mr. Bruderbuttle. No chicken wings for you at bomb hours tonight. If he ends up going to D.C. and Jeff Sessions is gone, that's a possibility. But we should make a T-shirt. We are all becoming Joey. Because you know what? I agree. I'm the same thing. I am fighting. Of course, he finished college and I didn't, so it's only a natural learning curve that I'm going to be.
Well, that doesn't mean jack squat, but you two are both brilliant men. But, Joey is wise beyond his. He's a little younger than I am. We're close to the same age. But, I would like to think that the only hope that we have is that there's more and more people, younger people, coming out of even beyond the millennials, that are just tired of the entire freaking circus.
Well, here's the thing, Bo, and thank you for the call. They're either going to be tired of the freaking circus or they're going to be the Antifa. That's where it seems to be headed, if you want my humble but uneducated opinion. Here's Jason.
Hey, good afternoon. What's going on? How y'all doing?
Hey.
That doesn't sound too good. I got a quick question. I thought about this the other day when I was listening to you guys. I have a crazy idea. Why not vote for Strange or Roy Moore? Why not vote for Johnson? Why not? How about we just don't vote for either of them? Is that an option?
Oh, yeah. You can write in whatever you like. I actually wrote in, I don't think I should say it.
No, you don't have to say. I'm just saying, just hypothetically. It seems like there's been much to do about the disdain most of us have for voting for either Luther Strange or Roy Moore because of...
And our disdain is growing. Why? Because we have worked on this and talked about this for almost 10 freaking years. And what are we seeing? Nothing.
The same old, same old.
Yep,
right?
Same old crap, man. Yeah, it's
that's what I'm saying. Why not upend the entire thing and, like, go for Johnson? Or really anybody, I guess. But the idea is, how about just not vote for either of them and just see what happens?
Well, I have a feeling, and this is just a prediction, and thank you so much for the call. I think the turnout for this is going to be very low. I really do. I think it's going to be,
you know. See, and it has been a while since we've heard or seen a Lincoln-Douglas-style debate where there's no moderator, just one guy advances a proposition, gives an opening, the other guy gives an opening, and there's a rebuttal, and then another rebuttal. And there's just all these rebuttals and propositions. It should be interesting to watch a very accomplished judge go against a very accomplished lawyer. So it could be a show.
Here is David.
Hey.
Hey.
Two things. I'm not in love with either one of them, but when Big Luther came out on a commercial I just saw yesterday pandering, saying that he was going to support term limits, you know, which is about
right.
He has as much chance of doing that as, you know, whatever.
Right.
And that was simply a pandering thing, and that just pushed me over the top. But the reason you don't want to not vote for either one of these in the now or in the general election is you put a Democrat in there who will be 100% against Trump on everything.
Yeah.
So, you know, you've got to put a Republican in there, even if it's a Republican you really don't care for. Because at least sometimes he'll vote with Trump.
So what will serve the president better, putting in Luther, who has Mitch McConnell's endorsement? I'm assuming that there was some dialogue between Trump and Mitch, and Mitch, well, you give this guy your endorsement, you get him in, he'll get some of your agenda done.
Well, it depends on if he's more indebted to McConnell or Trump. I think he's more indebted to McConnell.
Yeah.
And that, you know, tells me right there, because McConnell's been spent, what, $3-5 million on him?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I don't think he'd be an independent voice at all for, you know, us down here.
I agree with you. I'm totally on board with you.
So, yeah, I didn't think I would ever support Roy Moore because of his grandstanding on stuff. But the more I've talked to people who know him, apparently he is a brilliant guy.
No, you know what? He's also got
true conservative value.
David, remember back in 2010 when he and about 18 other people were running for governor? We had them all in the studio. They all came by. They all did their bit. And of all the people that were running at that time in that election, he was my favorite. As a person,
yeah,
he was curious, inquisitive, had a great sense of humor, totally surprised me. He was the big surprise in the group for me.
Yeah, I met him one time for about 2 minutes many years ago, and he was, you know, I liked him when I met him, a nice enough guy. So, but yeah, I'll probably end up voting for him just because, you know, I don't know if Luther, you know, sold himself to get that Senate seat or what, but it just stuck in my craw what he did.
We appreciate the call, my friend.
All right, thanks.
Got a fresh edition of Fox News coming up in 2 minutes at 4:58.
Hey, folks, I'm here with Bruce Holding of CTE Outdoor Power. Bruce, what in the world's that little red toolbox-looking thing you got there?
Larry, this is a Honda generator.
That has to be the smallest generator I've ever seen.
This